Susie, before we look at Netball Tots, I wanted to say congratulations and look at the award you recently won. What is the Honorary Fellowship for Services to Sport in Wales? And how do you feel after winning an award like this?
I was absolutely overwhelmed by being awarded an honorary fellowship by the MPTC Group of Colleges for Services to Sport. It's really, really important for me to be recognised as a female in my contributions to sport, and hopefully that will continue, and I'm going to be active with working with them and making sure that hopefully as many females can be attracted to all kinds of levels of sport as possible.
And it's been a few months now, but what are those memories of the Commonwealth Games like? Something a little bit special every time you look back at the pictures?
The Commonwealth Games over in the Gold Coast was one of the best competitions I've been to. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience over there, and kind of 3 months looking back, my first day on annual leave, and it's really something special that I can be very proud to be a part of the Team Wales team overall, but also the netball team, and to have lined up alongside some very special people as well, and the management as well, and they really made that experience for me and for us as a team.
It was a mixed season, to say the least, for Dragons, but how great was that learning experience when Julie came over? What did you and the rest of the team get out of it personally?
I was trying to look at change in a positive light and look at what opportunities that brings. It was really positive. We got a good couple of wins under our belt as we were heading off to Gold Coast. And Julie came in and brought refreshed energy and positivity, a slightly different focus. And also with Nat and Lavinia as well coming in as to make up our management team, they brought in fresh energy too. So it was a really positive time.
Quite often the table doesn't reflect the games. Was there maybe a bit more of that last season?
There were a few games that we were really disappointed to have not come away with the win. And actually we felt that our performances probably were not reflective of the scores. In particular, a game that stands out for me is the first Northumbria game at home. And the first game where we had back after coming from the Gold Coast. And that one on reflection, it was a tough one to take. And, you know, we were disappointed to have come away with a bit of a lead from the Sirens games as well, and you know we are closer to these teams, and that's what we need to be focusing on for the 2019 season.
I could never possibly imagine what it was like playing through the latter part of the season. The rumours were flying around all over the place about the future. Was that hard to take, and how did you and the rest of the girls deal with this?
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest time point where we knew that there were decisions being made behind the scenes, and we were still trying to compete, and that individually and as a team is really tough, but we have to have the same mindset with every game. You have to be focused, you have to go in, you want to perform first and foremost, and then inevitably you want to get the results, and we probably didn't quite get those results that we wanted to get, but you know, all credit to our management team and the people behind the scenes who worked absolutely fantastically well to make sure this Dragons franchise remained in the league this year. So we're really grateful and thankful to those guys.
Anyway, let's look at Netball Tots, ages 3 to 6. And I suppose it's about getting a passion for sport from an early age.
Absolutely. Netball Tots is for 3 to 6 year olds, and it's about becoming active or engaged in physical activity and sport from a young age. And actually, it's building that awareness of netball, but it's making sure that people are physically active somewhere, and you know, kind of bringing those children, boys and girls, through to then be able to go into whichever sports they want. Obviously, we want some of them to stay in netball, but you know, should they want to then go into tennis or gymnastics or wherever, they have that starting point.
Yeah, and long term, 15 years down the line, that's one mean looking Welsh team. And we've got the mascot, there's plenty of colour, and lots of activities planned over the next couple of months.
really loved the new resources. So Bib the mascot, the colourful colouring books, the stickers. Really, really engaging. And actually, not just the kids, the mums. I was really impressed with them. So I can see this being a really successful programme for Welsh Netball, but also beyond. And hopefully we'll get the buy-in and the partnership work of different governing bodies to help with this rollout of the Netball Tots programme and ultimately physical literacy as well.
It was launched at the Royal Welsh Show. So how did people take it on the day?
It was really positive, the reaction to the launch on the day. We had lots of children coming up. They wanted to know, and parents. The children wanted to see the resources more, inevitably, because they were colourful and they were engaging. And the parents wanted to know more about what it was that was going on, and also where they could find their nearest Netball Tots sessions as well.
And it was a warm day, so the important question I need to know is, what colour slush puppy did you get? Or was it just that ice cream that we saw?
No slush puppy for me, but actually I got a blueberry ripple. I'd never seen it before. I love blueberries, so it was something that I had to try when I was coming away from the show. It was delicious.
I just need to say thanks for what you do for the sport there. You've easily got a couple of seasons in you yet, so don't be getting any daft ideas in the next couple of months, all right?
Well, thank you very much. That does mean a lot. And we're really, really grateful that we get the opportunity from yourself to come on and respond to your questions, but also just have open discussions which are positive. And we know that sport has their ups and downs, but we're all in this game for the same reason. We'll want to win, and unfortunately, we all can't win all of the time. But it's really, really, we're really grateful that you present us with the opportunities to come on and hopefully inspire others to become physically active, be ambitious, and go for what they want to achieve in life.